This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 10. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. This is the prayer of little boy Samuel, who was in the house of the Lord. Samuel was born to a prayerful mother, born through prayer. His name Samuel means asked of the Lord. He grew and the Lord was with him. He grew on to be a prophet, a judge, a prophet who anointed kings. This is the first recorded prayer of this little boy Samuel. And this is a very, very important prayer. And this learning Samuel had when he was very small, taught by Eli, the high priest. Our Lord loves to speak. He spoke, and by His word, He created this beautiful creation. He speaks to man, nature, and His creation. We read in Jonah that the Lord spoke to the fish. Jesus spoke to the sea when He was traveling with other disciples in the boat. They listened to His voice, and they obeyed, because the Creator was speaking to them. God wanted to speak to Samuel. Samuel could not recognize it was God who called him by his name. God wants to speak to us too. But many times we are too busy or we do not recognize His voice. He speaks to us through His word. Word of God is the voice of God. So we should read the word of God prayerfully so that we can hear the voice of God. It should not be just a casual reading, but we should hear the voice of the Lord in every line. He speaks to us through nature and His creation. He speaks to us through circumstances and happenings. You can hear the inner voice. God speaks to us. He wants us to hear His voice. We do pray and spend time talking to God, but we do not give time to the Lord to speak. We tell God through prayer what God has to do, but we do not allow God to tell us what we should do. God gives us instruction, counsel, and promises. His voice we can always hear, as we read in Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it. When he turned to the right hand and when he turned to the left, we can hear His voice. His voice gives us joy, peace, and comfort. His voice quickens us. Before reading the Bible or before hearing any message, and every day, this should be our prayer. God can speak to us anytime and anywhere through many means and in various ways. This prayer shows our willingness to listen and to obey. Early morning, we should listen to the voice of God. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4. The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. These are very precious moments early in the morning. You should never miss. We read in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 10 and verse 42. We find Mary, who sat at the feet of Jesus just to listen to Jesus. She was not troubled about many things, but she chose the needful thing, Jesus and His word. We do not know what Jesus spoke to Mary, but we know something of eternal value, very precious He spoke. Mary just listened. She chose the good part, which would not be taken away from her. We need to spend this time at the feet of Jesus like Mary. In the book of Revelation, we read this phrase many times, 8 times. He that hath an ear, let him hear. In the Gospels, Jesus said, He that hath ears, let him hear. Both talk about the ear. We have 2 ears to hear sound or words physically. But this is the ear which hears God's voice and accepts the voice of God. This voice enters our heart, as we read in Psalm 37, verse 31. The law of God is in his heart, and there it works, becomes fruitful. This is the word of God which reaches our hearts and dwells there to do its work. The Lord wants to speak to us, and we should hear his voice. We need his voice. So let us pray this prayer every day. Lord, speak to me, thy servant heareth. May the Lord bless this word, and may the Lord bless you.
FIBA prayer team will stand with you in prayer. Please call 7996-010203. The phone line is open every Wednesday and Friday between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.